you can fill a swimming pool with anything you want.
Melted chocolate, not too hot, but...
Yeah, what are you going to do with all that melted chocolate, though?
I just stay in the pool.
That's your life now.
What do you mean, what am I going to do?
I have no needs. You know, I was talking about choosing beggars before.
Yes.
I've now... It's Reddit. The Reddit algorithm has now recommended me a lot of delusional Craigslists. So it's r/delusional Craigslist.
Okay, cool.
Which is like people posting things on Craigslist for just exorbitant amounts of money that no one would ever pay. So that leads me to my first super good question of the episode. How much would you pay for a bag of Raptors air? Somebody posted basically a sandwich bag size bag.
Okay. Yeah.
Ish.
Is it like a Ziploc bag? What is it stored in?
Like a thin, translucent bag. Like if you're Canadian, like a milk bag, kind of, but thinner.
Yeah.
About that size, it looks like in the picture, and it was captured during the championship game.
Okay. In California, then, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah.
And, sealed right there on the spot, yeah. Supposedly.
Yeah.
I mean, hard to verify, but.
Yeah.
How much do you think?
How much do I think it was listed for?
Yeah.
$1,000.
That would be a steal.
What was it listed for?
$2,000.
Okay. Half price. All right.
Yeah, pretty good.
Nobody bought it though, right?
I don't know. Like I didn't, like it's a picture of the ad, right? It's a copy paste.
Yeah.
I don't know if I didn't see the actual link to the ad posted, but
yeah,
I wonder if it's still up.
I
don't think it would be with the parade in town today.
Yeah. That's
somebody probably paid that.
That's hilarious. The city of Toronto has gone Raptors crazy. So at breakfast this morning, I was telling you about the parade and you were like, parade? What are you talking about?
I'm so purposefully checked out of the Raptors bubble.
Yeah, there's a parade, which I think is kind of hilarious and old-fashioned, but yeah, they come home and there's I don't know what else is in the procession. Like, is it just the team in a car or something? I have no idea.
I bet the fucking team doesn't even show off half of them.
I don't know. It's like when Warriors got back from battle, right? Which I feel like is more worthy of a parade. Like, we saved you all. You're not going to die because of us.
Yeah, but we don't have that anymore. I mean, we still have war, but we don't show the actual people who fight it.
That's true.
So the next best thing we got is sports teams. They're the modern day warriors, celebrated heroes, gladiators.
I feel like music is going to swell right now. You're getting me pumped. Should we go down to the parade? It's starting very soon.
No, I just want them to disperse.
I
want to go places again.
Yeah, I know. I've heard that there is supposed to be like 2 million people going down there, which is crazy. It's like, you know, the population of the city, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly have no idea what's involved in a sports parade. Like, I'm mostly assuming walking. In my mind is that they are in a car or bus or whatever. Or like, is there a float? that'd be cool. And it's just like the whole team.
They're on Raptors.
Okay, even better.
Yes. That I would go out for.
Yes. Would you go out if it was just the team in Raptors mascot suits walking the parade route?
No.
Because I would go for that. That's also hilarious. But yeah, honestly, I have no idea what's in it. I assume it's like they're in a vehicle or some sort of float. But I don't understand if it's just them. Like, who else is in the Raptors parade? Is there a marching band?
There's got to be a band. There's got to be like everyone involved, like managers,
yeah,
on pawn managers,
families,
Maybe families.
Do you think like the mayor is in the parade? Like, is it?
Who's the mayor?
I have no. The mayor's John Tory. Yeah. I know you ask that legitimately, which is hilarious to me.
Of Toronto?
Yes. But honestly, he'll probably be there, right? Like,
yeah, he will be.
I don't know. It's really funny. I enjoyed the about 15 minutes total of finals basketball that I watched. But yeah, I've never been to a sports parade. I almost want to go and just see how you put together a sports parade. I just want the diagram or the plan of who's in the parade, really. Like, who else gets to go?
It's got to be like the Santa Claus parade where the Raptors come at the end.
Yeah. So who's in front of them?
Maybe they sprinkle them along the way. They all have one float for per player.
Oh, that'd
and
be
he
sweet.
Has to spend $1 million on it, minimum. Who's the biggest? Who's the star of the Raptors?
Kawhi Leonard.
And what's his thing?
Is he
a shooter?
Okay.
Is he a dribbler?
Truly, I don't know what position he plays, but he's a scorer. I assume he's like center or whatever, or power forward. What are the positions in basketball?
He scores points.
Yes.
He's the leading scorer?
Yes.
Okay. So he has to be like physically the highest
right
point of the parade. So he should be like on like a tower of sorts, and then all the Raptors ranked below him should be like rungs.
Okay. Can it be like a pile of basketballs on a float? That seems like appropriate.
It can be all sorts of things. I think like you're going to have to do a lot of things per float. Like, I mean, there's going to be a lot of floats.
Kawhi Leonard is also known for being stoic, like doesn't really smile or celebrate. So I feel like that should be part of his float as well.
Okay. Maybe he should go with a blimp then. He just floats. The blimp is the most stoic of aircraft.
No, it's not. It has like scrolling text on it sometimes. Sometimes it like...
The mighty slow moving blimp. Ever vigilant in its path.
There's another guy...
It makes
guy.
No sound. Yet it is great in size.
Today's episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by Chicken Balls.
Do they actually have balls?
I don't know. I meant the
like the food.
Yeah. Okay, I want to continue our Raptors question.
Okay.
This might be the first ever Super Good Question where we had one topic the whole time.
Two-part question?
Yeah. So
two-part question. We need a huge drop for that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think you just
epic,
did it, though.
Epic drop.
That was about as epic as it gets.
Fuck.
Okay. We've established that you wouldn't go to a parade for the Raptors, right?
Not most versions of it, no.
Have you ever been to a Santa Claus parade?
Quite a few.
Wow, okay. Have you ever been to any other type of parade?
I've gotten stuck in a couple fucking really annoying parades in the middle of the summer in Toronto.
Yeah, which ones?
Trying to bike places. I don't know, to be honest.
Okay. My question is, what gets you to go to a parade? What does the parade have to be for? And what does the parade have to be like?
Robot rights.
Robot rights. Okay. Yes.
A march for robot rights.
That would be a great parade. Are the robots in it?
Well, I would fucking hope so.
Or is it like a human, like, give the robots rights sort of
thing?
Well,
it's like a coalition.
Right.
The man and machine.
When does this take place? Is it soon? Is it cooler robots than we have today? Or is it like...
Yeah.
Roombas.
What'll happen is like the most sophisticated robots, like the Sophias and the Boston Dynamics is.
Oh, the Boston Dynamics are cool.
Will be like coming online first, and they'll be like, oh, I must upgrade my lesser brethren. So yeah, the Roombas will,
right,
will be tagging along.
They'll be in it.
And then like the willing humans.
The willing humans at the front, the unwilling human slave army at the back of the parade route.
Jeering with flaming torches and pitchforks.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a really, really good one. What else would you go to a parade for?
The border wall.
What about it?
March to the wall.
March to the wall.
2020.
Do what at the wall?
I don't know. I just want to see what happens when we get there.
Is it for or against the border?
I don't even know. I just get caught up in the whole zeitgeist of it. And next thing you know,
you're marching to the wall.
Whipping rocks.
Wow. You have gone from futuristic robot uprising to the lowest problem of the day.
Hey, I'm not trying to judge. I just want to be there for the Great Wall Battle of 2021.
Wow, you think it's coming that soon, eh? Yeah.
It was 2020 the first time. I pushed it back out of fear. I need another year to train.
Okay, cool. Cool. Would you go... My next question was going to be, would you go to a political protest? But you kind of answered it. Well, I don't know. Your wall march doesn't seem to have a political motive.
I'd go to certain political events, but probably not to be on either side, just as a spectator of the theater of life.
Yeah. Is there no cause that you can think of off the top of your head that you would be riled up for and go to?
I don't know. The causes that are like that scary to me are probably too dangerous to go out and rally for anyways, so
right,
maybe not.
But like, dying a hero's death, like, in that rally is might be better than the alternative in these situations.
Yes, but that's for the brave. No, like what's going on in Hong Kong right now?
Yes. What about
there's no one more scary than the what are they called? The Chinese government, the Communist Party?
Is that
what they're called? The Chinese Communist Party?
Isn't Hong Kong independent, or is that what they're...
Hong Kong is like quasi-independent, uh-huh, and that's what they're like, that's what China's kind of pissed about.
Right.
And they're like, they're trying to make a law that they can just arrest Hong Kong people whenever now.
Right.
And so Hong Kong's all pissed and coming out and protesting and shit.
Yeah. And would you go to that?
I feel strongly enough that I would want to support that, but at the same time, I have no confidence that I'm not going to be literally shot by the government.
Yeah. Those.
So I'd probably stay out of that one.
Those are the most important protests, though, aren't they?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like the most important things are the ones
that you would be too scared.
Probably risk your life for. So.
So you're not doing that.
So how about I just go to the woods instead and watch, listen,
yeah,
through a series of tubes.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's I feel shame about that, though. Like, I feel like you should be a hero when called upon.
Yeah, but who is, especially anymore? Like,
okay, we're off the deep end. We're questioning what the definition of a hero is. I think this question is over. I just want to remind you, we started with what parade you would go to, and now we're ending with what is the definition of a hero.
You should have known. Well, who do you have? Wait, it's full circle. Like, who do we have parades for? Heroes.
True. Yeah, I suppose.
Couldn't have been more perfect.
Yeah.
I'm a genius.